only twice in Arizona Highway's more than 100-year history has an entire issue of the magazine been dedicated to one person. And this month edition is one of them. It's dedicated to longtime contributing photographer Jerry Jacka. And when I say longtime, I mean it. Jacka was part of the Arizona Highway's family for the better part of 7 decades. His first photograph for the magazine was published in July of 1958. When he found out that they were planning to make this edition dedicated to him, he called up Arizona Highway's editor, Robert Steve.
He said something like, "Boy, you must be pretty desperate for content down there." And and that really summarizes kind of who Jerry Jacka was, because for all of his success as a photographer, a musician, he was kind of a Renaissance man. But for all the wonderful things that he did, he was one of the most humble people you would ever meet.
But about halfway through the making of this edition, Jacka passed away at the age of 83. I sat down with Steve recently to talk more about the issue and about Jacka's life growing up in Arizona and documenting it for decades.
He was born in Arizona. His parents actually homesteaded up in New River in the late 1920s, right before the stock market crashed. And they drove out here from Chicago in the springtime, and they were coming down, you know, from up north and out by the Anthem area up there. And there were all these hillsides of flowers, and it just looked like this idyllic scene. And little did they know that it was actually a harsh desert, but they decided to homestead up there and built a ranch, the Sunup Ranch, up at New River. And that's really where Jerry grew up.
Yeah, so spending his whole life in Arizona and sort of documenting it along the way, he's sort of a time capsule for a lot of Arizona history.
Well, yeah, that's a great point, because what we know through Arizona Highways and photography around the state, photography isn't necessarily embraced by a lot of the native cultures in particular, especially the Hopis. The Navajos have restrictions as well. But Jerry, because I think of who he was, he had so much respect for the people and built relationships with them. And then they in turn had this great respect for him. And he was able to just sort of endear himself to those people. And as a result, he made photographs of things that, you know, had never really been seen before. Although some of those native ceremonies and things that are still happening today are part of the culture, a lot of that's sort of gone away as well, unfortunately, but he documented it. So we have this historic record of, you know, and in particular the Hopis, the Navajos, and the Apaches, but he kind of went all over the state.
Yeah, and I wanted to talk a little bit about his kind of unique connection that he had with the tribes. Like you said, many of them don't usually allow photography, but he really captured them often.
Well, yeah, and he would build these relationships, and he would tell me stories about, you know, how he would go up there and ask to make a photograph, and he'd be allowed to. But then the next time he came up, the subjects of those photos really wanted to see them. So he was really good about making sure that on his next visit, he would deliver those photographs, make prints of them, and share them. And over time, you know, he built those relationships. And he talked about, you know, being parts of birthing ceremonies and things that none of us would ever get into, just walking in, much less walking in with a camera. And another story he told me about the photograph that's actually on the cover of the magazine, which is up at Walpi, up on the Hopi Mesas. And again, very tight restrictions as far as photographers and photography. And he had made this great relationship with one of the Hopi elders and had convinced this gentleman that, you know, he should make a photograph of Walpi. So they were driving along in Jerry's big Suburban, a big SUV, and got to a vantage point that Jerry thought would make a great photograph. So Jerry rolled down the window and sort of balanced his camera on the side mirror out there. And it was just sort of an establishing shot, just sort of trying to get a sense of what he wanted to do. And he clicked the shutter and made the photograph. And then he got out of the truck to start pulling out his tripod and all of his equipment, and the Hopi elder said, "What are you doing?" And Jerry said, "Well, you said I could make some photographs." And the Hopi elder said, "You just did." And so he got one photograph, and that's the shot that you see on this cover, which is a spectacular photograph. And so, you know, there was some luck involved there as well, but that he was even allowed to make that photograph was pretty rare. Ansel Adams had made that photograph, and Ray Manley and a few other photographers over the years, but it wasn't a common thing.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the one on the cover, but mm-hmm. there are many, many photographs by Jerry in this issue of the magazine. How did you go about picking what would end up in here?
A lot of photographers, like writers, you know, they have a beat and they specialize in architecture or portrait photography or landscapes. And Jerry was a rare photographer that he actually crossed all those lines and he could shoot anything. So, you know, it's a process of sort of like anything. You see what you have at your disposal and you sort of narrow it down from there. But we wanted to make sure with this issue that we did include a lot of his landscape stuff because it's really spectacular photography, but then a lot of the native portrait stuff as well.
Yeah, yeah. So you started planning this issue before he passed away, but it, I guess, has turned into sort of a legacy issue then for him and his life. What do you want people to know about him?
Well, you know, I think what I'd like people to know is that, you know, this is a man who loved Arizona, and you know, you can see that in photographs. I mean, people that are passionate about a place and, you know, they pull from somewhere else other than just from the lens of the camera. And Jerry, you know, grew up in the desert, and it was a hard life and, you know, went on to do a lot of things. But he really captured Arizona and sort of the growth of our state too. You know, when you look at his photography, his early stuff, you can sort of see how the world has changed around him. And he was a photographer who was there before and he was there after. And I think that, you know, for us, you know, we use a lot of photographers. We're fortunate to have some of the best photographers in the Southwest that we get to work with. And you know, we talk often about what makes a great photograph and a lot of times it's luck, like the cover shot there, but it's also about building relationships and understanding things and respect. And, you know, Jerry would have never made a photograph if he thought for a second that it would somehow disrespect his subject. And that included Mother Nature, too. You know, he was very respectful and he was patient. And he's also just typical of what has made Arizona Highways this sort of legacy brand for almost a century now. And Jerry was a big part of that for parts of seven decades.
Robert Steve is the editor of Arizona Highways magazine, and he was talking about their latest issue there, which is dedicated to photographer Jerry Jacka.